We know that Britain doesn't want to be detached from her colonies, which is why we get France involved, which is why we have this in Savannah and at Newport in 1778, 1779, which is why we have Rochambeau coming to Newport, Rhode Island in 1780 and showing up at Yorktown and deciding the siege of Yorktown more or less in October of 1781. So this is what is happening in the Americas and in the colonies here. Is part of global power politics, and it driven by the interests of the European powers much more so than by the interests of the United States. What Americans don't realize is that this war in the New World is for Britain and for France and for Spain too, to a certain degree, is really only a sideshow. You know, what I mean by that is that if you look at, for example, of the number of troops that Rochambeau brings in 1780, that's about 5,000 men. At the same time, there are over 30,000 men outside Gibraltar, for example, trying to throw the British out of Gibraltar. There are more French forces in India fighting against the British over there. If you look at, and certainly more down in the Caribbean, which is much, much more important, be that Saint-Domingue or modern-day Haiti for France, or Jamaica for the British, that is where the money is, not the rocks of Connecticut or the dunes of Delaware, for example, these sandy beaches that you have, or the pine forests of North Carolina. That's not where the money is. The colonies are a sideshow. Again, if you look at the expenses to France for Rochambeau's expedition, which eventually ends in the victory at Yorktown and brings American independence, the total expenses are not even 50 million livres. The total expenses for the war for France are over a billion. It's not even 5% of total war expenditure.